So, good afternoon. Today is Sunday, June 14th, and we're talking about Social Security cards. So, Sadia, you said you wanted to go first. Tell me, what did you learn today about Social Security cards?
What I learned is that everyone has their own security card, and when you're born in a hospital, you have your own security card, and your parents have to sign a form to have your own, and you have to make sure that you keep your security card safe, and that you know your number and nobody else knows your number, or else they're gonna steal your identity, and then you have to keep it so that they make sure it's you. And in the Great Depression in 1930, that's when all the Social Security card was made. And
so the card, what's on the card?
The Social Security card number.
Okay.
It's the number of the hospital you were born in.
So it could possibly be linked back to the hospital you were born in. So the number, I think they were stating in the video that the first three numbers and the first two numbers are kind of unique numbers. And if you're born around the same time, and if your parents apply for your Social Security number at the same time, those numbers may be similar, if not the same. And then the last four digits are just kind of numbers. It was just a number system back in the day, and they just assigned the number. Like, so if it was 1,000, then it was 1,001, 1,002, 1,003. So yeah, and that's how if people do their research, people who like to steal identity, thieves, frauds, they can kind of like do some research and figure out what hospital you were born in, the time, the date, and things of that nature. And then they can kind of figure out the number based on getting that information. So, Naive, your turn. What do you have to say about what you learned?
The Social Security number is a Social Security card that contains the number so the government could identify who you are.
Okay.
And also, you should keep your Social Security card a secret, and you shouldn't give that info to anyone else, because then they couldn't hack it, or they could use your thing and then like spend money on your card.
And so when the government, Sadia mentioned back in 1930 during the Depression time, they created this system so that they can identify individuals who lived here in the United States. But not only is it to identify you, the Social Security number, but what else does it do? Like, how is the number used in different ways?
Is you, so you could, like, if you wanted to go on an app like Cash App and like make a card, you could use your social security number. And
they said two ways that they use it. The government uses it to identify you, and then they said another institution that uses it to identify you. What was that other institution? Sadia, you can jump in if you have the answer. The government uses it to identify you, and there was another institution they stated uses it. Let's start with a B.
A B?
How do people save their money? Where?
A bank account?
The banks use it. So they also talked about the social security number when you work. Monies are taken out of what? Your check. And it goes into this pot and is used for, what did they say? Start with an R later on when you get older.
Retirement,
yes. So, not only, so it's like money. Some people use the term like, they say, people save it, use it as a retirement, but the money is taken out. And then later on, when you reach a certain age, you're able to collect Social Security based on how much money you put into the system is what you'll earn back once you reach that age of retirement. Was it anything else that they pointed out that was interesting? I didn't know that they created this system because when people was filing their taxes before, they just would claim as many children as they wanted to, and people would lie. And then that's when they started using the Social Security. Like, you, if you wanted to claim a child, you had to use their Social Security number so that they can identify that that child does exist and, you know, is in fact a person.
So what happens if they just lied about how many child they had?
I guess in the past they really couldn't kind of track it. They didn't know.
What
so.
What did they get from that?
Excuse me?
What do they get from that?
What do who get?
The family for lying about how many children.
Well, they would probably get more like income, or get some more. They would probably get more of the income returned to them in their taxes, based on how many children they claimed. So, the more children they would claim, then I guess not the less taxes they would pay, but kind of more of a refund they would get back based on what they put down. But I'm not a tax consultant, so I can't really answer that question. But basically, the more they would put down, probably the more they would get back in terms of the tax return. So, and they had no way of kind of doing a check of balance. So then that's when they mentioned in the video that the government came up with the Social Security number system. So that's basically it, what we learned for Social Security. When you do apply for like credit, which we talked about before, they use that number, your Social Security number, to check your credit worthiness. If you have, you know, debt with creditors, and that's how they identify you. Everybody's number is unique to them, and so you need to protect it, like they said. And yeah, that's really it. Anything else you guys want to add? Yes? No?
No.
Okay, so that's the end of Social Security for today. I hope you guys enjoy. Check back with us again and talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, awesome.